بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. خدایا خدایا تا انقلاب مهدی از نهضت خمینی محافظت بفرما، خامنه‌ای رهبر به لطف خود نگهدار. آمین یا رب العالمین. اللهم صل علی محمد و آل محمد و عجل فرجهم. Lessons from Karbala, Part 8 of 40. Today is the 8th of Mahi Muharram, the day traditionally associated with Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam. Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam is associated with many things like salat, taqwa, loyalty, bravery, and most of all courage. Those of us who have been blessed to visit his haram must have noticed the writing on the door which says Qatirul Kaffain, which means the one whose both arms were cut. Maula Abbas alayhi salam was very courageous and brave and was not afraid of anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was just like his father and brothers and was never afraid to speak truth to power. We all love Maula Abbas alayhi salam. However, one of the consequences of being immersed in the materialistic world is that we have lost courage. We have lost courage to speak the truth. We do not have the courage to stand up for justice or perform Amar bil Maruf in our nations, communities and families. We are afraid of the impact on our visa and immigration status and passport. We are afraid of offending other people. We are even afraid of our own spouses and children and avoid saying the kalma-e-haq even when we know it to be true in our hearts. We are scared that if we participate in the Al-Quds rally, we might get into trouble. If our level of fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the same as our fear of authorities and the fear of losing worldly comforts, then all of us would increase our spirituality by leaps and bounds. Karbala is about the importance of salat, about taqwa, about loyalty, and about standing up to the zalim of your time. The Quran talks about Fir'aun, Qarun, and Namrud, not because it wants us to condemn those that lived thousands of years ago, but because it defines the traits of Fir'aun, Qarun, and Namrud, and wants us to identify and oppose the Fir'aun, Qarun, and Namrud of our time. It is important for us to condemn the Yazid Lanatullah alayh that fought with Imam Hussain alayhi salam, but it is also critically important for us to identify, condemn and oppose the Yazid Lanatullah alayh of our own time. Attending of majlis of Imam Hussain alayhi salam is a training for the mission of spreading Husainiyat. It is not the end goal. We should not come to majalis a few days in a year and believe that we have done our duty to our Imam. Yes, there is a lot of politics in the Islamic centers today, but there is a lot of politics at our work as well. We are okay with dealing with the politics at work for a few thousand dollars, but are very quick to abandon the Islamic centers. The centers are empty during the whole year. Why can we not take out an hour every Thursday and go to the local center? Where are the educated religious individuals? Why are they not more actively involved in spreading Husainiyat in their families and in their communities? Why aren't we present at the Al-Quds rallies, the anti-war protests and the human rights rallies? Isn't it a matter of shame that there are more non-Muslims in the protest rallies taken out for Muslims? Why don't we write, speak and work actively against the zalimeen of our time? Is it because many of us feel that it is fruitless? Have we forgotten that we would be judged on our efforts and not on the results? Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh said repeatedly that the results are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We just have to try our best. And look at what he was able to achieve. O Hussain alayhi salam, my master, this Mahi Muharram I pledge to you that I will not be satisfied with attending the majalis for a few days. I would dedicate my entire life to spread Husainiyat and oppose Yazidiyat. My master, please consider this as my job application for becoming a servant of your son Imam Mahdi Akhir Zama alayhi salam. O my Imam alayhi salam, please give me the courage to stand up to the Yazid Lanatullah alayhi of my time through my words, actions and choices. My master, I give you the wasta of your brother Maula Abbas alayhi salam. Please remove the materialistic and worldly fears from my heart and make me a true Husseini.